Hello, Peter. Thank you for your time for today. For the student in the English BA design major, I'd like to ask you some question about IDBM that you've been heading, directing for several years. Could you very briefly describe what your study program is about?
Yes. Actually, several years means actually a quarter of a century. So I've been 25 years involved with IDBM as a minor studies program. Now, as a BA English language medium program, I've only had one experience, which I've had a very positive, and with this Timo Lehtonen, who and Eva, I can't remember her surname, sorry. We had a really good kind of interdisciplinary, transdisciplinary perspective. So it wasn't just one point of view. So I don't say I have lots of knowledge and experience and teaching on a bachelor level. I've been teaching actually mostly and mainly on a master's level for multiple years. But I must say that I really also value and hope that we can connect both the BA and MA in a more kind of clever way, that it isn't just, you know, BA and then suddenly MA. And we've been discussing with Oscar, who's the head of the English language medium BA program, that there will be a certain number of places in that way reserved. It doesn't say you're guaranteed, but students who apply will be definitely given a clearer preference without saying it's biased for studying in the master's program. So we've agreed that there will be at least three students per major in the sense of master's. And then we can scale that according, because if the BA students are brilliant and so show clear motivation and aspiration, then of course they will get the same kind of evaluation basis for students who apply from other outside of Aalto or whatever. So my experience has been very positive, and I'm very open to and wanting to encourage students from the English language BA or actually BA in general to apply for IDBM. But we have very limited number of students. We have 12 students we can accept each year, and that might vary in the future by a small number, but nothing huge. It's a very, in that way, exclusive number of students compared to other programs, for example, collaborative industrial design and so on, where the intake numbers are much greater.
But then what is IDBM program, if you can briefly explain that? Because students may heard of it, but you know, maybe it's good to hear from you in your own word.
Sure. Essentially, I mean, the initial idea, like I said, 25 years ago, was to encourage designers to understand other disciplines beyond design, and to understand, you know, what is business, and what's the kind of aspirations of business, and what's the aspiration of students studying business, including faculty, and then how that integrates with technology. And technology now much more widespread than before. It was very much about engineering. Now it integrates all of the school of Aalto. So now we have students coming from chemical engineering, science, and so on. And I think that's a great thing, because the mindset, the thinking is so different and really complementary. And so students from outside of the obvious, I think, have been a big asset for the program. And so now I'm very happy that we have all the schools where, you know, the number of students from different schools varies big time. And meaning that actually the majority come from the traditional ones, but now it's open to other schools, and then, you know, word of mouth and word of mind, and things will hopefully change, that we don't have, or we only don't have a certain point of view where we say design, technology, business. We say transdisciplinary means go beyond your traditional disciplinary boundary. So I'm a chemist. Yes, I have a disciplinary boundary. How that relates to others is quite unclear, and something that I think is in many ways the beauty of the potential of IDBM. So design, technology, business, yes, integrate them, get synergies in between the two or three, which is it, or five, and figure out, you know, how to figure out your own career in that sense, that, you know, it's some students find it very challenging because they're using or feeling they're losing their kind of disciplinary perspective. And I say that's exactly the program's idea. Not that you don't, not are you ignore. At the end of the day, you're going to study from, you know, alto from chem. But the benefit is to understand how that might integrate with other disciplines within alto and even beyond. Of course, we have exchange students and so on.
Sounds like it's great representation of what ALTO stands for, like, you know, where science meets technology with business and all that. You know, I don't remember the catchphrase, but you know, that kind of melt into very well in the IDBM spirit. Okay, so then considering the student who are listening this recording, they are like in the bachelor thesis, and you know, they will experience the last year of their bachelor studies. Would you give some advice? What are relevant topics for, you know, the student to prepare in their like last year in the bachelor study before joining IDBM? And not just topics, but also, you know, some specific skills the student shall harness in their last year.
Yeah, that's a kind of tricky question and a tricky way to respond. Of course, if you can kind of give evidence of why the IDBM program would be suitable for you, it might be very unclear because it's not so clear. In any way. So you're just going to be true to yourself and figure, you know, don't pitch for something that you don't believe in. So if, and you don't have to pitch in a master's program or to get into between master's and BA program, but just be true to yourself and say, would this be good for me? And I don't even know fully if this is good for me, but at least there should be a feeling that this will be good for you. Otherwise, then it's hard to convey your conviction for something. And like I said, there's quite many applicants for the program, and so it's quite competitive. But at the same time, you know, don't say something that's not really you. Don't say something that's not you, and now you get in and then it's not you. So being kind to yourself and being caring for yourself, and then at the same time, you know, destiny takes its toll or takes its place in space. So, you know, it's not any scientific process where we can say specifically you're, you know, definitely 100% something. It's your thoughts about where you think you can go and where you want to go, and that the letter motivation is a big thing. Grades are important, but not so important. CV, depending on your life stage, like circumstances and so on, is of course important, but not so important. So the letter of motivation is a big thing, which helps persuade the kind of intake committee to say, okay, I think you can really benefit from studying in the program. And of course, there's also the minor studies program option, which is less and less because of the ALTO requirements that you graduate within a certain period of time. But don't dismiss the fact that, you know, it doesn't have to be your major, it can be a minor.
That is good, very practical, but at the same time, I think being true to yourself. I think this is really a good lesson, I mean, suggestion for the student to actually think about in their last year. Okay, then maybe the any last word you want to share to encourage students to apply IDBM? Why IDBM?
I think it's an interesting program. We try to renew it constantly. In fact, we do renew it constantly. So what happened last year is not the same that happens this year. Aalto University seemingly was founded on the premise and the basis of the International Design Business Management Program. So whether you like Aalto or not, at least the program has been a kind of founding inspiration for Aalto University to figure out how to integrate knowledge from different disciplines. And so in that way, I'm very proud. Actually, you know, like I said, I've been involved with the program for 25 years, and now there's going to be a new head of the program, because I had thought, okay, I don't have so many more years to be involved. I still will be involved, definitely, but also I would like that we have the new generation taking over, and it isn't just that kind of, you know, stops when I stop. So that's the kind of sentimental, reflective thought about IDBM. But it's a program that I've very much embraced and have been actively involved with, and have enjoyed being thinking with different people who think very differently from each other. And that's sometimes a big challenge. And then that's also the big opportunity to figure why I think like I think and how I could rethink how I think stuff.
That's well said. Thank you very much. And with the really personal and even I would say emotional, you know, like all the journey that you have gone through with the program. So I thank you very much for that.